Democrat Max Rose on impeachment, clear Trump would obstruct, deflect, lie. By Sean Moran on November 22, 2019. Democrat freshman Max Rose, DNY, told CBS News Friday it was clear after the Ukraine scandal broke that the Donald Trump administration would practice pure and unadulterated obstruction to block any Democrat investigation into his conversations with Ukrainian leaders. Rose, a freshman Democrat who represents Staten Island and parts of Brooklyn, New York, told CBS News chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett he decided to back an impeachment inquiry into President Trump after it became clear the Trump administration was going to obstruct any investigation into the president's call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Rose said, "Immediately when this Ukraine scandal hit, right out the door I said that this is alarming. A potential national security issue. Something that we have to get to the bottom of, and all options are on the table." Over the course of several days thereafter, it became clear that this administration was going to practice pure and unadulterated obstruction and deflection and lying in the process. And it was at that point that I did make the decision to support this impeachment inquiry. Democrat Rose was one of the last Democrats to back an impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Congressman Rose represents one of the 13 House districts that Democrats flipped during the 2018 midterm election. And President Trump won during the 2016 presidential election by more than 6%. Rose's 11th congressional district represents one of the key districts that Republicans hoped to take back during the 2020 congressional elections. Rose said if it were true that the United States withheld foreign aid to Ukraine on the condition of opening an investigation to former Vice President Joe Biden as well as his son, Hunter Biden, it would be tantamount to the President of the United States asking the Soviet premier to lead the Watergate break-in. The freshman Democrat also contended quid pro quo deals are common in foreign policy. However, they are not meant to benefit individuals. We do quid pro quos all the time, but we do them to advance the interest of the American people, not the interest of any individual, he contended. Rep. Rose disputed the idea his district is a Trump district. My district is not a Donald Trump district, just like my district is not a Max Rose district. What it is, it's a patriotic district, Rose said. Congressman Rose has also made inflammatory comments in the past regarding his support for impeachment. I do not want to be here. This is the last thing I want to be doing, Rose said. But no one is to blame but the president. The president says he is innocent, so all we are saying is prove it. But that is not what they are doing. They are not cooperating, and we need to get to the bottom of it. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.